At first, the Carson people insisted the candidate was actually putting his campaign on hold while he tours the country in support of his latest book, A More Perfect Union. But book tour stops are now included, along with other appearances, on the official Carson campaign website. No matter what it was called, Carson's Monday book signing at the Tallahassee Books a Million brought out many hundreds of people, lots of them wearing Carson campaign buttons and other signs of support, among them Roger Smith.
You have a non-politician here that talks quietly, means what he says, he knows how to draw people together. All his life he's been the underdog. And I think he feels like he's led by faith. Because of that, I'm backing him.
LaTonya Robinson liked the doctor's political bedside manner.
I think he's pretty cool. I think he's really cool.
While Mary Beth Maxwell, who moved to Tallahassee recently from Texas, believed Carson has tapped into a deep wellspring of voter discontent.
I think we're so sick of the government, and it's, you know, they're not doing anything. And the way they're just taking over seems our lives. And what he's saying is, you know, get back to the basics. And I think that's what people want to do.
Not everyone was there for purely political purposes. Dick Hayes wanted to meet Carson because of a shared experience long ago.
I said, I'm from Baltimore, and I got a special connection to Johns Hopkins Hospital. I said, does the name Dr. Harriet Gold ring a bell? I said, she was the chief of pediatrics when you were there. And he said, vaguely.
Meanwhile, Jan Collier admired the logistics of the event as much as the demeanor of the candidate.
It's a very good and slick system up here. He just passes off the books and signs them and he smiles. He's got a killer smile.
Not everyone was appreciative of Carson's smile or his religion, for that matter. For part of the event, a few people waved signs at passing Thomasville Road motorists, expressing concern over the candidate's faith, which he's identified as Seventh-day Adventist, a church regarded with suspicion by some in the evangelical community. Of course, the defining question regarding any presidential hopeful is, can they win? Former Leon County Clerk Dave Lang, no stranger to political calculation, he thinks it would be foolish to underestimate Carson's appeal beyond his current support base.
I think there's always a chance. There's always a chance. You never know. You don't ever know.
And with that, Dr. Ben Carson hopped aboard his tour bus and headed south. Next stop, the Barnes & Noble Bookstore in the Villages. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.